Hello, listeners, and welcome to Can You Get to That? Now a bi-coastal podcast. I am Matthew Olson, and as always, Caitlin, hi.
Hey, it's me. Hi, I was going to say my name, but it's okay. I'm Caitlin Best.
I always have difficulty segueing into having another person talk without just saying, like, without addressing them.
And we can't look each other in the eyeballs anymore, which makes it more challenging.
It's a little bit challenging as a result, yeah. How you doing?
I'm holding up, you know. I've had a real busy week. Well, really busy, like, last 3 days. I kind of feel like I'm in college again. Like, I have more work than I have minutes to do it in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. Those things don't come in the same units, so.
Work in minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem, isn't it?
That's the problem, yes. That's the root of the problem.
Tell me a little bit more about this work, because my first week in the Big Apple has been pretty work-free.
Completely work-free?
Yeah. Aside from getting stuff, you know, sort of organized and settling myself, that doesn't really count.
Well, I guess the big thing, which I texted you about, is that I spoke with American soccer wizard Tobin Heath on Thursday.
Is that Tobin's official title?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says on the national team website. If you go there.
Got it.
And so yeah, I've just been like transcribing that interview, trying to edit it, working on a couple other pieces. Went to a soccer game in Seattle yesterday. It was up until 1 a.m. riding this bus. But yeah, it was chill. If I had to describe Tobin Heath, in one word, I would say that she's a goober.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
In a good way. I mean that in a good way.
Is Tobin the one who just did the bad thing?
She did the bad thing, yeah, last week.
Did the
she
bad
got herself
push.
Kicked out of a game for being mad.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if she was like in a bad mood or whatever, but she seemed okay. She didn't show it if she was in a bad place.
Okay. I met some people this week. I ate some pizza. My plan is, after we record this podcast, to eat some more pizza.
Is that all they have over there in New York?
Pizza and something called gabagool. And I don't know. Just don't know what that is yet. And halal.
Yeah,
a lot of halal.
I'd probably be a little afraid to try that if I was you. I might just stick to the pizza. You know, you can put anything on a pizza these days.
You can, but I've also learned that it's pretty cool to just eat cheese pizza.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I think the local place, the place closest to me that does good slices, they call their cheese pizza the Brooklyn, because it's. So I guess that's what I have to do now.
That seems a little. I know that New Yorkers like to think that they invented everything, but that does seem a little. Like, when you think cheese pizza, do you really think Brooklyn?
I don't know, but counterpoint. This place near me also is the only pizza place I know of that has had one of their slices sent into space on a weather balloon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you showed me that video.
Yeah, it's that place.
I mean, let's be clear, edge of space, not like true space.
Close enough to space where you can see the curvature of the Earth, which really pisses off those flat earthers.
That's fake. That's how we know it's fake.
Okay. Anyway, I mean, it's a good thing we're talking about physical phenomena and fakery. Because if there's one thing that I don't believe, Caitlin, is that there's the Aurora Borealis.
Is that the Northern Lights exist?
No, is that the Aurora Borealis at this time of year, at this time of day, in your part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Your kitchen.
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, it's okay. You don't have to believe it. It believes in you.
I think the read on "May I see it" is maybe one of the not the whole quote, but the "May I see it?"
May I see it?
Is one of the 10 best moments of The Simpsons ever.
In The Simpsons. Speaking of good Simpsons moments, I just rewatched the episode where it's called Bart the Lover, I think, where Bart starts writing personal ads to Mrs. Krabappel. And it's like really mean. But there's this one moment in the episode where there's the B plot is that Homer's trying to build a doghouse. And of course he can't. He's like very bad at it. And the resolution of that is Marge and Lisa go out and just buy a doghouse and bring it home. They wheel it into the backyard and they say, Marge is like, there's a surprise in the doghouse. Look inside it. And the first thing he sees is Maggie. And he's like, oh, Maggie. But then behind Maggie, there's beer. and Homer says, beer? How did you know?
Yeah. That's you.
It's me.
I just rewatched the Frinkiac GIF thing. That's been what has taken up most of my time this week.
Yeah.
As I've settled into New York, is just making GIFs and then watching episodes to see if there's good stuff to make GIFs from. Mm-hmm. I rewatched
Is that a job? Like, can
no.
you get hired somewhere just as a GIF maker?
Well, at BuzzFeed you can.
Oh, right.
I rewatched The Boy Who Knew Too Much, which is when mm-hmm. Bart plays hooky and then ends up at the Quimby estate and mm-hmm. is a witness to a potential crime. Mm-hmm. I know you can read my mind, boy.
Sorry, I don't remember that episode in enough detail to know what you're talking about.
You should go rewatch it. It's a good one. It's a mostly Bart episode. Everybody loves Bart.
Everybody loves Bart.
All right.
Bartman.
Let's get this train a-rolling.
All right.
And I have no idea actually how long the recording's been going for now, considering that we have some junk at the start.
9 minutes and 30 seconds.
But that's the guess, that's our peek behind the curtains recording. Yeah. Let's just go.
Okay. All right. Random article.
Step one.
Oh. Clifford Brown, parenthesis, scrutineer.
Is that a job?
It seems to be. Well, check that. He's a British television editor and director who became the second European Broadcasting Union scrutineer for the Eurovision Song Contest. That's
oh,
timely.
Shit. That is timely. I think, did Ukraine win?
I don't know. I was busy. You didn't watch it, I take it, because you don't know who won.
I was thinking about watching it this year, and then what happened was I just hopped on board too late to feel like I'd have really gotten anything out of seeing like the finals.
I think a lot of people just tuned in for the finals. Well, broadcast live on American TV for the first time.
Really?
Actually, I don't know if it was live because it was in the evening, so that doesn't
sense. That doesn't seem like it makes sense.
But like broadcast on the same day.
Word.
In the States.
And also, yes, a singer named Jamala from Ukraine mm-hmm. won with a song called 1944.
Good year.
Good.
Well, crummy year, actually. Pretty crappy year.
Kind
TBH.
Of. Some good stuff, some bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it say what the song is about?
No. This is the little Google summary I've got open on another tab here. This is going to be weird because we're doing a screen sharing thing. I can't click no links now on Wikipedia.
Oh, I know. You're powerless. I have all the power.
Yeah, I could tell you what I think we should click, but you can just fucking disregard it out of hand.
Yeah, I'm aware. do you have a favorite Eurovision song?
Probably whatever ABBA did.
Yeah, I don't remember what their...
It definitely wasn't one of their big hits, I think, but...
Yeah. I remember that as well. Also, you know the song Volare?
Is that Conchita?
No. This is an old song.
Oh yeah. No. I do know this. We've talked about this before.
We've talked about it. It's a good song. Okay. Anyway.
That's all my thoughts on Eurovision. I don't have any goofs for Eurovision, really.
Oh, also Celine Dion, weirdly, is a Eurovision winner.
No, we
don't have to be.
We've talked about this on the show.
Okay. I was just like, that's one
the
of my
ringer.
Favorite facts.
Yeah, the ringer. I'm telling you, Carly Rae Jepsen coming up next.
Yep. yeah, they really should call her up. I feel like she's a natural fit and
they
should do a really nice
job. They should call her, maybe.
Okay. All right. I feel like this isn't gonna be too hard, right? Because we're already like Scotland, that's in the north.
Yeah, it's fairly north and
Fairly north.
light shines on it potentially.
But which light?
Yeah, is it that southern light sneaking up?
That's no good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would just for a second, I just wish that I could figure out what scrutineer actually means. Is that a judge? Is that the same thing as a judge?
I guess maybe.
Because it doesn't say,
Do you think
and there's no links.
a scrutineer is the type of person who would look Celine Dion up and down and be like, okay, you're not too Canadian to compete in this, to represent another country in this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because she speaks French, so that's good enough.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, he's like, you're French Canadian enough to do this.
Yeah, that must be what it is. He scrutinizes the
Yeah.
contestants to see if they
Just
can be
gives them a
admitted.
good once over. Real judge of character, those scrutineers.
Okay. Let's go to
Scotland?
Scotland.
All right.
The link is already purple, because
We've been here.
we've been here, I guess.
Yeah, it's a nice country. Yeah, no, remember, we talked about their motto before. In my defense, God me defend.
Right. I probably like did a really offensive attempt at a Scottish accent.
Quite possibly. And they have various anthems, so good job, Scotland.
Right. Or maybe their anthem is just called Various.
I don't know if we considered that possibility last
I don't
time.
think we did.
Now, underneath it says predominantly flower of Scotland, so I think it puts that theory to bed, but.
No, those are the words. It's Various. The anthem is called Various, and it's just about various things. And the
Okay.
first line is predominantly flower of Scotland, and then it lists a bunch of other things like
Car of Scotland.
in addition, the hills of Scotland, also the castles of Scotland,
Books of Scotland.
famous poets of Scotland.
Trees of Scotland.
They don't have any trees in Scotland.
Weed strains of Scotland. Get lit, fam.
You think they grow dank kush in Scotland?
Nah, they probably get it from the
Yeah, they have to
Isles,
ship it
the
in.
British Isles.
They have to get it from the British Isles?
Yeah. If I had to
Okay.
guess.
I'm just gonna let that sit there.
That limey kush.
The good limey
That
kush,
good
right?
limey kush. Caitlin, I gotta tell you something, a little
Tell me.
peek behind the curtain on my end.
Tell me.
There's a half-eaten bag of Cadbury chocolate eggs.
You mean Cadbury cream
Not
eggs?
cream eggs, just the milk chocolate
Oh, I didn't.
hard little
I didn't.
eggs.
I didn't even know they made those.
Yeah. They're just on the table right next to me. I would really like some, but
Well, I mean, you can do that if you want to ruin the podcast.
yeah, the bag will make a bad sound.
Can I tell you that I have this problem? I don't know the last time you were in my room, but since October, I've had this bag of little chocolate balls, I guess.
Okay, if you're gonna start playing around with this bag, I'm gonna have
I'm
a
not gonna
chocolate
play with the
egg.
bag. I just had to pick it up to look at the label. But
ASMR bag sounds?
okay, very good. Yes. They're dressed up as little jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween.
You have s shown me this bag.
And I don't want to eat them because they're not that good, but I don't know what to do with
Are
them.
they little chocolate candy corn pumpkins? Is that the problem?
No, I think they have like little Rice Krispies in there or something.
Oh,
But it's
huh.
just like one of the other interns at my internship gave them to me. And like, what do you do with a sack of chocolate that you don't want?
Give it to the
You know?
children.
I can't just give it to I don't give those children candy. They don't deserve it.
No shit. Harsh.
No, I mean like their parents don't want them to have it, you know?
Yeah. Can we scroll down and see if Scotland has like climate listed?
Does Scotland have climate?
It's fucking there. Hey.
Yeah, right here. But it doesn't mention any lights.
There's a main article that's just climate of Scotland.
Oh, whoa. Do we want to? I don't think we want to go there, do we?
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Maybe we want to go to North Sea.
Where is the North Sea?
It's in the north, Matt.
Thanks. I don't know. Climate of Scotland seems like if we got kind of like, it doesn't seem like the type of article where it would become an immediate dead end. Like,
for sure. But like, okay, here's the thing. Okay, so you look at this little map here, right?
Uh-huh.
And Scotland is actually, like, relative to other parts of Europe, not that far north.
This is true. We got the Scandinavian countries way more up there. Scandinavia is,
like, way, way far above it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where the Northern Lights are, right?
I guess. I think so, yeah. I think they're kind of, like, it's kind of one of the deals.
They're right up at the top. Right up at the tippy top.
I was doing research on dome stuff for dome building purposes, and I think there's a place in Norway. I might be just bullshitting this at this point, but I think it was in Norway where you can go up to the icy wastes, sleep in a really fucking tricked out dome with a like glass ceiling and watch the Northern Lights.
Yeah. Do they give you Molly as well?
I think it's the BYOM.
Okay.
BYOE, bring your own ecstasy. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna click on
that. That would be a fucking vacation though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, doing ecstasy, yeah. That's what I hear.
No, with the Northern Lights going on.
Yeah.
And then you put on a little psytrance music.
Uh-huh. And just feel your scalp as the earth caresses.
Yeah, have someone give you a nice scalp massage.
Yeah.
While your friend is crinkling a bag in your ears.
Yeah.
I think I just figured out what I'm doing for the big 3-0. 7 years from now.
You should make a Facebook event right now because I hear that place.
It's probably hard to book.
Okay, should I click on North Sea or should I click on?
I've already written it down as step 3.
What, North Sea?
Yeah. So I guess you're clicking it now.
All right. The North Sea is a marginal sea of the Atlantic Ocean, located between Great Britain, Scandinavia, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France.
Hey, just third paragraph down, it says the North Sea was the center of the Vikings' rise.
Tight.
Just saying, if we'd gotten to North Sea, we might have had an easier time of the first run last week.
We got to it 3 times, Matt. We didn't have any problems.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems.
No problems.
God.
Yeah, there's also a sea called the Norwegian Sea, which I did not know.
This article at the top is so fucking focused on like the military and economic like potentials of the North Sea and not like is it pretty? Is it nice? Yeah. Are there lots of fishies in it?
Humans are garbage.
Yeah. I hate it. it being all humans.
Right, yeah. Humanity.
Yeah, I don't think though this is going to I don't think this is going to have any kind of direct linkage to our topic.
So the lights.
Yeah.
But I feel like we could get to, if we could get to like Scandinavia, and then we could probably get to like the Arctic Circle or some shit.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, there is a link to Scandinavia right there at the top.
So we just go there?
Yep. Step 4, right. Scandinavia.
Scandinavia is a historical and cultural region in Northern Europe characterized by a common ethnocultural North Germanic heritage.
Cool.
Although that last part apparently is dubious.
Huh. Oh, don't click dubious and don't click discuss.
Don't worry.
Have you ever been to any of these countries considered to be part of Scandinavia?
No, I haven't.
Nor have I. Despite my Swedish heritage.
It seems like it'd be chill. But I'm kind of like, I'm weird about like the hours I keep and like the amount of sunlight that I get in my eyes. And so I feel like it would be like, I don't know. I have to visit like in the spring or in the fall.
Is this a real thing? Is this a goof? Or do you like
No, this is a real thing. Like, I have one of those little lights.
Oh no,
like,
right, I shine have the happy lights, the 48 suns.
I shine that
suns.
Happy light into my eyes in the morning. Because, like, in the winter, I do have a hard time getting up, like, at a timely manner.
Damn. Right.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then in the summer, I get less sleep because I just find it harder to sleep. Like, I mean, I get woken up by the light in the morning, even if I have, like, the curtains drawn.
Yeah. You've got, like, the real, like, hunter, hibernator spirit.
I'm, like, pretty attuned to nature, you know?
Hmm?
I'm, like, pretty attuned to nature, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Like a Legolas.
I'm a real Legolas.
Doing fucking flip tricks on your shield and shit.
Well, not that part so much.
No?
I'm like a modern day Legolas. I just drive my car safe and slow and...
A modern day Legolas would definitely be doing kickflips. Maybe on a skateboard, but would still be doing kickflips.
All right, what am I
shooting,
like,
arrows. Oh, God, that'd be sick.
I'm like Legolas's just, like, shitty younger sibling.
Can we please get Orlando Bloom on a skateboard with a bow and arrow in some fucking movie?
I would watch the shit out. Many people would watch that.
Or at least, like, what's his name? Clint Hawkeye from the Avengers. Give him a skateboard in one of those movies.
Oh, no, I will only watch that if it's actually Orlando Bloom.
Okay.
I want some of this contrived, like, I just want a fucking movie with, like, a bullshit plot where Orlando Bloom, or actually Legolas, is, like, somehow transported into our world, like, Bill and Ted style, and just takes the modern world by storm.
Well, I think you're just...
Fights crime on a skateboard with a bow and arrow.
I think you're just proposing the next Bill and Ted movie, which is... basically a rehash of Excellent Adventure, only instead they grab characters from literature and fantasy.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I think that would be fucking great, though. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're very right, and that's what I want.
Yeah, let's make it happen, Hollywood. Busting them out.
Okay.
Geography, maybe?
Yeah, geography.
Fjords.
Fjord.
You
know there's a type of horse called a fjord.
I did not know that.
You know that? Do you know where it's from?
is it from Scandinavia?
It's from Norway.
Okay.
I don't know why it has the same name as the geographical feature.
Maybe it just looks real jaggy. And pretty.
I don't know about that. They're pretty rounded, actually. I would say they're more round than jagged.
Okay, so this is all just, like, the stuff.
This is, like, the way the land is and not so much the way the sky is.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Subarctic climate further north. Cool marine west coast climate. Man, it's just so many. It's so varied.
There's so much about the weather that I don't understand.
I forgot all the names.
Like, we talk people.
Sorry.
Sorry, what was that?
I forgot all the names for all the clouds. At one point, I knew all the different cloud,
like,
names,
Cirrus,
and now I don't know fucking any of them. Except for Nimbus is, like, fluffy.
Cumulonimbus is, like, the big, scary, like, storm clouds, right?
I think so.
Like, big, fluffy clouds.
Big, fluffy. Yeah. Cirrus is, like,
Cirrus,
wispy.
Cirrus is the high, scraggly ones, right?
The ones that, like, look like chemtrails. Yeah.
Yeah, the chemtrails. Yeah, the cirrus clouds are the ones that are actually a lie. They're just chemtrails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made by the invisible airplanes that the government has.
Yeah.
But
you know what I mean? There's so much about the weather. Like, people talk shit about weather prediction,
mm-hmm,
as if it's like, oh, the weatherman got the weather wrong. It's a goddamn miracle that they ever get it right. Like,
yeah.
Or that they get it right, you know, like, more than half the time.
It's mind-boggling to me that I can check my phone at night and it'll say, at around noon tomorrow, it's going to be rainy. And there's a fairly good chance that I'll go outside and it'll be rainy at noon tomorrow. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you that by just looking.
Right. You can't see that shit. Not when it's dark.
They got some sciences going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like They're just, it's basically like scrying the future, what they're doing.
Shit, yeah. They're the true wizards.
Yeah.
Maybe I should train to be a meteorologist. That could be.
What about trying to be a meteorologist?
What if I trained to be a meteorologist? Think about
it. That'd be cool.
I think
you probably know how we were going to find about the Northern Lights on here.
I probably would. But think about it. Like, I'm a nice, fun, personable guy. You can imagine me on your local news network pointing at the green screen.
You're talking about a weather boy, not a meteorologist.
It's going to be the full package. I make the predictions and I give you them.
All right, that's an old fashioned. You know, I don't know how often they do that anymore.
You know what? I think they would make an exception for me, would they not? I'm a good boy. I'm going to be your good weather boy now.
You got a good voice and a good face, Matt.
Thanks.
You go far. You go far in this business. I tell you what.
In the weather biz.
In the weather business. Okay. So do you even know? Be real. Be real for 1 second. Do you know how the Northern Lights work?
Isn't it solar flare energy? Like, fucking shoots out across the vast expanse of space between the sun and the Earth, and then most of that is deflected by Earth's magnetic field. But then at the poles, the magnetic field like basically forms a funnel. And it kind of like spins down into the funnel, and there's like, I don't know, something like the ionizing radiation. I don't know. And that's what creates the lights. But that's why it's also only at the north, because the field is not like a sphere around the Earth. It's more like a torus.
I don't know what torus means, but don't explain it
to me. A donut.
Okay, thank you.
A donut.
Does it happen? But it happens in the south also, right?
I don't know if there's such a thing as the southern lights.
The aurora, like Surrealis or something.
I don't know.
Is that? I don't know.
Is Antarctica even real? Have you been there?
It's true. I've never been there.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think we should click off of Scandinavia and towards something else. But
what about
Arctic Circle?
Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step 5, Arctic Circle. Can I spell Arctic? Right. There we go.
Spell it for me.
Well, now I can see it.
You cheated. You're a screen cheater.
I'm a screen looker.
Did you when you were a kid, did you have confusion over like the Arctic Circle versus Antarctica, and like which one was a continent and which one was just painted blue on the globe because it's cold, or painted white because it's cold?
No, I did not.
No,
I did not.
God damn it.
Have confusion. Sorry. Sorry, Caitlin. Sounds Thanks. Like you were a dumb kid. No. I don't mean that. Let's see. It's got a lot.
One of the things on this article is a list of sites along the circle.
Yeah.
Not sites like things to see, but sites like locations.
Yeah.
Which seems like, I don't know, a little reductive to just put them in a list. A
lot of photos on this article. A lot of
photos of the sites.
A lot of trying to tell you that the Arctic Circle is a real place, because how else would we get these photos?
I mean, hey, look. Oh, shit, Matt, look.
Oh,
Aurora
shit.
Borealis, it's right here. It's in one of these pictures.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, yeah, click it. Step 6.
Jeez. Okay.
Technically, this is the page for Aurora, but that's what it's going to...
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Well...
No, we don't want to click Aurora Borealis disambiguation. The page is just Aurora, I guess.
See, look. Aurora Australis is this other one.
Yeah, but also disambiguation, like things named after the Aurora Australis. Well, shit, we did it. 6 God. Steps. That was pretty fast.
That was like 20 minutes.
Not that long. We should definitely give it a second go, but let's educate ourselves a little bit first. Okay, go back up to the top.
Okay.
An aurora, sometimes referred to as a polar light, is a natural light display in the sky predominantly seen in the high latitude, Arctic, and Antarctic regions. Auroras are produced when the magnetosphere is sufficiently disturbed by the solar wind that the trajectories of charged particles in both solar wind and magnetosphere plasma, mainly in the form of electrons and protons, precipitate them into the upper atmosphere where their energy is lost. I think for it being the resulting ionization and excitation.
Yeah, you did good.
I think I did okay.
You did good. You did good.
I think I did just fine.
Yeah, so I was telling somebody, one of the kids I babysit asked me, like, why sunburns are. Mm-hmm. And I explained it to him, and I think I might be scared the shit out of this kid. I said something like, well, you know, the sun is a colossal, like, thermonuclear reaction in space, and it shoots radiation through the sky. And it gets through some of that radiation gets through the atmosphere where it comes down and burns your skin. And if you stay in it long enough, you can get cancer from that.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary way to describe a sunburn.
And I'm just wondering, like, if you live up at the top of the globe or, like, down at the bottom, does that happen worse?
I think there are some, I mean, the aurora being one of them, there's some oddities with regards to radiation at the poles, but I don't know how that would affect a sunburn. But counterpoint, half the year, you ain't going to see the sun. So it's kind of a wash, ain't it?
Yeah, maybe it balances out, yeah.
Let's scroll down and look at some more sick pics.
Let's read about the visual forms and colors. Can we do that?
Okay, well, this is all highly technical, talking about how the different colors appear.
Okay, so red... Oh my god, this is too technical. At the highest altitudes, excited atomic oxygen emits at 630 nanometers. Low concentrations of atoms and lower sensitivity of eyes at this wavelength make this color visible only under more intense solar activity.
So if you're seeing a red aurora, you know some shit is going down
lit.
In space.
You know, it's lit.
It's pretty lit then, yeah.
Yeah. It also produces a strong radio emission around 150 kilohertz.
You know, I only listen to aurora emissions now. That's the only
AM 150.
That's the only music I listen to is the music of the stars.
Oh Jesus, that's like whale song, but like more.
But like more.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sick visualizations of auroras going on too. Sick computer vision shit.
Jesus.
When the space station gets the aurora in the atmosphere. God. So cool.
This almost makes me want to go to space looking at there's this picture of the Earth where you can sort of just see the curvature of the Earth, and then there's this green fog over it.
Yeah. So we know it's fake two different ways.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well photoshopped though, I would say.
Yeah, pretty well photoshopped. Actually, this is clearly a screen cap from a video because of the blur, which is like, come on, Wikipedia, you can do better.
Well, I mean, it's like here, let's see who made this. Public domain.
Yeah.
I didn't say who made it.
It's well, NASA, hence
right.
Public domain.
Right, NASA made it. NASA photoshopped it and put it on here.
Yeah. Wait, ooh, what is this? Oh, it's Portland, Maine. I was getting excited. I saw Portland and thought Oregon. Why is this story part of this page? It's not a very interesting story.
There's Would you like to read it?
There's like these quotes between a Boston and a Portland operator on the telegraph line, and you'd think one of the it'd be like, Boston, report in Portland, Maine. Portland, holy shit, the sky is like full of colors.
The sky is fucked up, homie. Oh, what's happening?
But no, they're talking about like how it affected telegraph lines during like an intense coronal mass ejection. Anyway,
when people talk through telegraphs, like it's just very dry language.
Yeah. Yeah. No fucking like YouTube style like overly performative reactions on telegrams.
It's nothing like memes.
It's nothing like memes. Should we start another go round?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Rando articulal.
All right. Step one. Holy shit. Well, we're done now.
1997 Campeonato da Primeira División do Futebol.
How many times?
Which I take it as a. Sorry, what was that?
How many times have we started on a fucking, like, sport article?
We've talked about this before, right? Like, I feel like probably half of Wikipedia is, like, something to do with sports.
I've been doing a little bit of data diving into our episodes lately. Mm-hmm. And I think this is another variable that I need to start keeping track of, is how many fucking, like, football stubs we end up on.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Because it's like, think how many soccer teams there are all across the world. And then think about how many games they play and how many seasons they play and how many players they have on their teams. And then how many other sports there are in the world. And like, all gotta
go on
shit.
Wiki. Yeah.
It's all gotta go on Wikipedia.
Okay, let's move on to, we got two links here.
There's
one is to the, like,
the division of the season was in.
One is to the team.
Yeah, which I've never heard of.
LAMPAC. And then, yeah, I think we should just click on the team because that should have a location, have right?
Yeah. All right.
Macau Football Club.
Oh my God. I was like, that's not where I was going to guess where this league was.
Yeah, LAMPAC is one of the strong teams in Macau. Not one of the stronger teams or one of the best teams, just one of the strong teams. That's cool. Also, I like their logo. It's pretty nice.
They just put those Olympic rings in their logo, like they own this shit.
Well, they don't have the colors of the Olympic rings.
Oh yeah,
isn't that an essential part of that logo, is having the five colors?
I guess. What are the colors? I don't even remember.
Red, yellow, green, blue, and I want to say purple. If I'm wrong, then instead of purple, it's orange. Fight me,
just
Olympic
like your
committee.
Just like your basic colors. Like just all like the colors.
Just like your basic colors. I'm going to actually look this up now.
It's like the colors that there are.
After that one Olympic opening ceremony, there's only four rings now. Was that China? Or was that was that Sochi?
That was in Sochi because it was like a snowflake that was supposed to open.
Oh fuck!
Didn't.
I knew it. I knew I was wrong. It's not orange or purple. It's black. The middle top ring is black.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's like all the colors together.
One of these Google image Google image search results for the Olympic rings shows like five continents in the rings.
Yeah.
So blue is Europe, uh-huh. Yellow is Asia.
Oh, no way.
Black is Africa.
No way, dude.
Green is Australia, and then red is North and South America. And I think that's
God,
not...
Oh, my God, is that real?
I hope that's not what it's meant to symbolize, because I feel like some of those are, like, kind of... Oh,
man. Yellow, like, for Asia.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Is that what the rings symbolize?
Can we do a little... I have to find this out. I'm going to do a little...
Is that offensive if it was, like, chosen by a panel?
I don't know if that's offensive.
We're doing a little sidebar here since we already got to that.
Yeah, we're opening a new tab.
Getting a little loosey-goosey.
The rings. The primary symbol of the Olympic Games is composed of five interlocking rings, blue, yellow, black, green, and red on a white field, known as the Olympic rings. Skip down. So upon its initial introduction, Coubertin, who's the co-founder of the modern games, stated the following: the six colors, including the flag's white background, combined in this way, reproduce the colors of every country without exception. The blue and yellow of Sweden, the blue and white of Greece, the tricolors of France, England, and America, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Hungary, the yellow and red of Spain, next to the novelties of Brazil or Australia, with old Japan and new China.
Yeah, so the colors are just there to make sure that the colors that were on all the flags at the first modern games are represented.
It's like I was saying, those are just the colors that there are.
Yeah, So that Google image search result thing is super fucking weird.
It's just racist. It's just racist.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's get back on track. let's get off of Lempak.
Okay, where do we go? Where do we go from here?
What if
we tried to get to... Well, I guess I was going to say, what if we tried to get to the Aurora Australis, but then I realized it's just all one article.
Yeah, but that's kind of a power move, I think.
Maybe
I don't see why not.
Like through that route?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like we should maybe go to Macau.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do it. Step three.
All right.
And then we just work our way down the latitude.
Yeah. Macau. Also spelled Macau. Did you hear the difference there?
No. Can you run it by me one more time?
Macau? Macau.
One more time.
Macau? Macau?
Oh, I got it now.
Okay, good. Officially known as the Macau Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China.
Yeah. Let's scroll down this page, learn a little bit more about Macau. Mm-hmm. Has a very high human development index. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It's cool. It's like a econ social sciences thing.
Yeah, I mean, I figured.
Yeah.
Anything that's a three-letter abbreviation.
Look, you can see it. HDI 2013 on the sidebar there is at 0.892. Very high. 14th, yeah. In fact. Damn. That is pretty fucking high, I guess.
That's high. That's very high.
Damn. And their top-level domain on the internet is .mo, which is pretty cool.
.mo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's chill.
Yeah. What kind of .mo website would you get? Like, what would you, like, something .mo? Like, what would you do?
Sizzlak.mo? Sorry, that was facile.
No, I like that, though. Because what if it was just, like, you load it, and it's a random Bart prank call?
A random Mo GIF?
Holy shit.
What?
Caitlin, we have to...
What?
If it's just a random Mo GIF on Sizzlak.mo, like, tie it into Frinkiac...
Yeah.
And you just go to sizzlak.mo and you get a random Mo GIF. I think that's fucking good, incredible.
Right? Okay.
We got to make it happen now.
All right. We're going to be millionaires.
I don't think we're going to be able to put ads on that site or anything to get money from it. But we might get some Twitter likes.
That's like money to me in my heart.
Yeah. That's the only currency that's going to matter once the dollar and once Bitcoin crash.
Right. In our techno-organic future.
I knew that. So that's why I got a Twitter in 2007. And I've just been slowly but surely stockpiling those likes ever since, like a 401k.
Yeah. You're like a person that like invested in Microsoft in, I don't know, 1985 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of early Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
You watched the Blazers games this week, right?
Yeah, most of them, although part of it, my eyes were closed from like despair and fear.
Yeah, the playoffs were rough. Steph Curry is an inhuman monster who can just eat everybody on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Once he takes his little mouth guard out, if it wasn't for chewing on that mouth guard, he would just start chewing the other players.
Right.
to get that three-pointer fuel he needs. But the fucking shot, the camera reaction shot of Paul Allen,
mm-hmm.
It is just, ooh, it's so delectable.
Which camera reaction shot? Paint me a word picture.
Game four, during overtime, after one of Steph's fucking crazy threes, it cuts to Paul Allen's face. And his mouth is just agape. And this is a man who has owns a team that has been to the Super Bowl twice and won once. Like, he should be far more composed in a situation like this. But that is how terrifying Steph Curry is.
you gotta
love it a little bit, even if you're a Blazers fan.
Do you remember when the Seahawks fucked up the Super Bowl a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah, they've been there thrice since he's owned them, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I don't know
if he bought them in the mid-2000s.
When he bought the Seahawks, but, I mean, I was just going to ask, like, what do you think his face looked like when they fucking lost the Super Bowl by, what did they do? They were, like, at the end zone.
Oh, are you talking about, like, last year's Super Bowl?
Yeah, last year's Super Bowl,
Oh,
actually.
I was
And
thinking
they
about the
threw it, and they
2006
threw the
one
ball.
or something.
They threw the ball.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can hand it to anyone, and he can take one step and win the
Yeah.
game. And they threw it.
You could hand it to fucking Marshawn Lynch and he could
Yeah.
just like bowl through
Right. I mean,
everybody.
you could hand it to anyone, and like you also have Marshawn Lynch,
Sorry, I guess this
who
was
you
2 years
could have
ago
handed it
now.
to.
Right? 'Cause
No,
last
this was 2015.
Yeah, but we already had the 2016 Super Bowl.
Right, so two, whatever.
I would say that was
I
la
don't know
yeah.
about counting. I don't like. This used to like figuring out like when you start counting, do you count like the first thing in the series and the last thing in the series, or like you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. Also, it doesn't
Yeah,
help
I
because
don't like.
this year we had the 50th Super Bowl, not the L Super Bowl. So I'm just all fucked up now. Just all kinds of twisted on this.
Yeah, well, anyway, I bet his jaw was on the floor when they did that too, is all I'm
You've
saying.
been hanging over the cuisine section on the page for a while now, and it's made me
Oh
really
yeah,
hungry. So we
you
have to
hungry?
navigate away. Yeah, well, the pork chop bun, ginger milk,
Coconut
Portuguese
milk.
style egg tart. Like, that all sounds
Ooh,
so good.
stir fry curry crab.
Damn.
Okay.
All
Okay,
right.
okay, okay, okay.
We got to
Focus.
work our way in a southerly direction.
Okay.
Maybe we should pop out to like an international
Some
organization.
larger region of the world.
Yes.
Oh, or it's an organization.
Like an alliance of the world. Wait, hold on. Can you go to the sidebar and hover over population? Is it just the page for population generally? No,
No, it's the page for
demographics. Okay.
demographics of Macau.
Yeah, no. Okay.
We could go to the World Factbook.
No, I think that is
Think so.
likely to lead us astray.
Yeah.
The World Bank, though, on the third
Where are you seeing the
paragraph.
World Bank?
I literally just tried pointing at the screen.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it?
Did not work. No,
All
it
right, let's go World
didn't.
Bank. Let's go World
Yeah.
Bank.
Yep. Step four, World Bank.
What's your important economist opinion about the World Bank?
I have fucking none.
Yes or no?
No opinion. I
Okay,
don't know.
whatever.
I think it's done probably some good things and probably some bad things.
Yeah, I just thought that like a prize-winning economist would have an opinion on the World Bank, but
Don't
that's
you
fine.
fucking start. Clean air initiative. I like that. Open data initiative. That sounds okay. There you go.
Clean air initiative. It includes electric vehicles.
Nice.
Nice.
Do we have like member nations?
Yeah, right here, but
But
none of
no
them are
links.
links.
Oh, fuck.
There's got to be links somewhere. There's got to be another list that has links, because that just seems impossible to me that there's a chart with no links in it.
Yeah. Seems a little like a raw deal for us, the wiki game players.
Okay, there's a separate article listing
Okay.
World Bank members.
All right, click that. Step
You want to
five.
do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, a whole lot of them here.
All right, which
Okay.
one's most south? Which
Which
one
one's the southiest? What is this?
touches
What is the southernmost
Antarctica?
country? I don't even know what the southernmost country is. Is it like, is it Chile? Is it Argentina?
I don't know.
I feel like it's the tippy tip top of South America that goes down the furthest.
Possibly. Should we try Argentina?
Let's go to Argentina. Let's go to Patagonia. That's the.
Six, Argentina. That's
Yeah,
our
it totally
system.
is. There's like this little nub of Argentina that pokes down.
Yeah. Sure enough. And oh, Argentina claims sovereignty over part of Antarctica. Damn, I didn't
Oh
know that.
yeah.
Click on
They also
Antarctica.
claim sovereignty over the Falkland Islands,
Oh,
which
this is a link to Argentine Antarctica.
I mean, that's chill. That's cool. Let's go
Yeah,
there.
step seven. All right, so we haven't improved on our score.
Okay, well, that's fine. Wow, they just really they claimed a whole cone
Yeah, just a little
of
slice. They took a pizza
Antarctica
slice out of
there. They took
Antarctica.
a chunky za slice.
Man. Okay. So I imagine what we'll probably have to do is click just Antarctica.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, maybe.
Scroll down and see if maybe we see any sick Aurora pics.
Yeah,
any taken in pics. Argentina, Antarctica. This is super fucking interesting. Yeah. I've always kind of wondered about, like, how it gets split up across, you know,
just like
nations.
A pizza.
Just like a pizza, apparently.
I think is what we found out.
Yeah. Okay, not seeing any cool Aurora pics.
No.
So let's scroll back up to just the link to Antarctica. I think it's second line.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Antarctica.
All right, step 8, Antarctica.
The loneliest continent.
It does not say that, by the way, at the at the top of the wiki page. That's just
that's Antarctica's motto.
That's Caitlin's color commentary for you. Let's see. Okay, come on, please, please, please,
please,
please, just show us that aurora.
There's some good penguins on here, even if we don't get to see the aurora. You know, we can feel good about those penguins.
Some nice penguins.
Oh my god, there's a little man. Not a little man. There's a man saying hello to a little penguin.
Wait, hold on.
And the
Caitlin, please shrink the penguin pic though. It is very cute. But
No, I just okay, I want to describe. So there's two men in this picture looking at a penguin, and the penguin is made like 2 feet tall. And so you'd think that the focus of this picture would be the penguin. But the caption is just near the coast, December looks fairly temperate.
Oh my god. hold on. At the edge of the continent, strong katabatic winds off of the polar plateau
what?
Often blow at storm force. In the interior, wind speeds are typically moderate. During clear days in summer, more solar radiation reaches the surface of the South Pole than at the equator because of the 24 hours of sunlight each day at the pole. So,
yeah,
that was
so
just saying the sun's there more.
What's a katabatic wind?
I do not know. But solar radiation. Oh,
just
there we go.
It. Just
click
found it.
Step 9.
Aurora Australis.
Yep, which will redirect us to
Aurora.
Yep. There we go. Step 9, Aurora. We did it twice.
All right.
Topic, so nice. We did it twice.
You know, I think that we've just, not to downplay our accomplishments over the last couple of weeks, but we've just been picking some softballs as topics, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, we haven't been getting into that real hard shit.
Well, my response to that is, listeners, if there's two things you could do for us, the first thing would be subscribe and leave a review on iTunes, like as a single action, like do that, like hit subscribe and then select a number of stars and then type in like, I love this show. It's so good. And then the second thing would be give
yeah,
us...
type that exact thing.
Please don't type that exact thing in. I think that's against the rules. The other thing you could do would be to give us topic suggestions. We can be reached on Twitter. It's at Get To That. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. And... yeah, give us topic suggestions. We're always open. And otherwise, you can reach me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. Twin Peaks Peaks just recently had its episode on Fire Walk With Me come out. And then the episode on the deleted scenes from that movie will be coming out shortly. So you can find that on iTunes or at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. That's my plugs. Caitlin.
I heard you got a lot of emails about I heard Ashley, your co-host, got a lot of emails about that episode.
Yes. We have fans who know a lot of stuff, and that's cool.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest. That's BESTKABEST. Yeah, Matt said the rest of it, so
I said the rest of it.
Just one last question.
Yeah?
What if technology is bad, though?